What did we talk about today?
We talked about the Babcock Theater.
That's it?
Yep. And the Eclipse.
Hotels.
And Burn the Point and hotels and fucking car washes.
And storage facilities.
And very strange motions during a work session.
Well, they got there.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Apparently. I guess. And that's all. That's it.
Perfect.
It was great.
It was all over the place.
Glad you could join us.
Glad you could join us.
It was a hell of a
ride. We're going to do one next week. God damn it. It'll happen.
Sounds good.
I believe it.
I believe it, too.
I believe it.
I'm a believer. We can do this.
Enjoy it. All right. It's April 8th, 2024 at 7:16 p.m. in the evening.
Yep.
Mountain Standard Time.
Yep.
You know, if you're setting your computer clock, usually you just click Denver.
Yeah.
And you're pretty set up. You know, a little pro tip for you out there. I don't charge extra for that. But
a little IT work.
A little IT work.
Thanks. Just click Denver.
This is the Friday Pack with Stocky and Stout. I am Stocky on this side of the dais.
Nice.
On the other side of the, what's the plural of dais?
Dai. There's just one dais.
On the other side of the daylight come home is Stout. And you're listening to Billings Olympic qualified bronze medal podcast about Billings City Council and Billings government affairs going on.
I was going for third best.
Mm-hmm. If you ain't third, you're something else.
Probably better.
Yep. We be a month behind again, obviously.
That's how we do these days. Tuning in,
yep. We're going to try to do one this week. I'm going to motivate myself. Probably not going to happen, but fuck, I can say it out loud and maybe let's will it to happen.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. But if you enjoy said podcast, which maybe you might do, you can go to patreon.com/thefridaypacket and become a RoboCop level member.
Somebody probably likes it.
Sure. And then any sort of questions, comments, concerns, you can go to thefridaypacket@gmail.com with your questions, comments, concerns. We appreciate the emails. Don't appreciate the spam emails we've been getting.
Oh, yeah? What do we...
I don't know. I'm just assuming there's probably some spam emails from...
I should go check our trash folder or spam folder.
Yeah, probably pretty entertaining. Yeah. We've got the entire month of March to really catch up on, but we're going to kind of be all over the place. I wanted to start... What did I wanted to start with? The Babcock. Did you know that the Babcock exists in Billings, Montana?
I did.
Okay.
I noticed that today, actually. Nice. Funny you bring it up.
Yes. So the Babcock is in a partnership with Art House LLC. Let me get my paper out. But this was a... Would you call it derelict?
It was.
Back when the city... I guess they didn't sell it. The city still technically owns said building.
Yeah. Well, the theater part.
The theater part, correct. Not the apartments.
The apartments and the retail space below is all privately owned now.
Sure.
Yeah.
The city owns that part of it, and some maintenance issues are coming up on this thing. It's well known by many different people. From the marquee up front to the roof to lights in the underneath the concrete, which is a nice touch and looks cool when it's on.
Agreed.
But is kind of a maintenance nightmare.
Yeah, imagine that.
So
having a room under a street
right
can be kind of tricky.
That's very true. So it's a cool place to go watch a movie. Don't look up and see the ceiling texture and think too hard about it. Just keep your eyes forward.
Yep.
You're going to hear there to watch a movie. This does not concern you. So I think Matt went into this meeting thinking that he was just going for some TIF funding or getting the temperature of the city council on how open they were to... do set improvements on the marquee, which is like an old style 40s, 50s,
yeah.
You know, marquee with like big red plastic letters that are kind of proprietary to the sign for whatever reason that are impossible to find. It's not necessarily watertight, shall we say.
No. Lots of neon.
Plenty of neon.
Millions of just little individual bulbs all over it, too.
Yeah.
Looks great when it's lit up.
Sure does.
Absolutely.
But it's seen better days.
Yeah.
So they went to the city council. I believe the ask was right around $300,000 to $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
To repair said thing, and it quickly devolved into why does the city even own this thing?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
why would we want an asset?
Sure. So to clarify, we're gonna we'll hear from Assistant City Administrator Kevin Ifland. Your actual city administrator is Cuckoo Mania Chris Kukulski. I just wanted to put that in there so I can put the loon sound in. Gina Dahl is your attorney. I think it was sandwiched in between.
Yeah.
But Kevin Ifland talks about a little bit about the process, the list. I believe it was Councilmember Kennedy who brought up, can we get a list of stuff here? And then your councilmember niece will clarify, because we're at a work session, and as everybody knows, at a work session, you make motions and vote on stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. We're back at that again.
Uh-huh.
This was a problem back in the day that it still really hasn't fully matured in my brain how you can do this, but I get it if it moves the meeting along.
Okay.
But they still keep the traditional regular meeting stuff where they make motions and seconds and all that sort of stuff in a work session, which you don't make official decisions.
Yeah, you just listen and have presentations and stuff.
Yeah.
Discuss things.
Yeah, sure. But Kevin will discuss that, and then Councilmember Nice will succinctly and lay all doubts to rest of how he's thinking of directing staff what to do.
In a way that only your own niece can.
I mean. Can I make just a couple comments? Councilmember Kennedy, we do have an extensive list of what needs to be done in this building, but we're giving you the highlights here of kind of the things that need to be done fairly quickly. So we do have that list and can bring that to you. And just for some history, so back in fiscal year 18,
and the yes, council I was did recording this while I was
$500,000 nice. For the Babcock. $373,000 of that went into some improvements, but $127,000 of it was used to purchase what they called the green room that was assigned as another condo unit. So, and then the intent of the council at that time was in fiscal year 19 to appropriate another $500,000, which never happened. Oops. So that's why we're behind the curve after year one of trying to get some of these things done. Just one other thing that I want to quickly say is Matt and his group, and correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, but they're going out and looking for grants and things like that to help offset some of these funds, too. So we're looking at different funding sources, but quite honestly, there's not a lot out there, besides the grants that we are pursuing and going, trying to get with TIF funding. I've talked to Andy extensively about what other sources could be used. We are very limited on where some funding can come from to kind of start tackling this initial problem that we have.
All right.
Yeah, Councilor Nice, can you clarify your motion? Oh, restate it.
Can he ever?
Yeah, the motion is to direct staff to explore the possibilities of transferring the property to the Art House, is what I had said, because I believe they've done a terrific job. Council Member Kenny brings up some ideas, but again, the whole idea is to transfer the property to their house and have them bring back those things with a proposal. It doesn't say anything about stopping or suspending any of this work that is being done, but it would bring it back. So as Council Member or Scott had said, I'll get that later, has said that it can be done in tandem so we can have some decision-making process during this time. And I'll let Scott summarize that. And I know that was not a very succinct motion, sorry.
No, that's okay. It's still progress. Councilmember Castellanger.
So, Mr. Mayor, the only thing I would ask of Councilman Nice, being the originator of the motion, is that in the process of staff pulling that together, that you give us some guidelines as to what it would look like to transfer to Art House and what we would need to do legally in opening up for public bid, or what those processes would be.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay,
it would be along that process, because we can't just...
So that we address Councilman Kennedy's
exactly.
concern.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And Councilman Nice, if I can just ask for a point of clarification, you use the word for staff to bring back a proposal. As a lawyer, I'm thinking that means an offer, a written offer that if accepted becomes a contract, which is a further step than I guess I'm willing to go.
Yeah,
and
no.
I think that's probably beyond what you were...
No, I would say it's more the process and what the steps would be for the council to take if they chose to do that way.
Investigate.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Councilor Rupsis?
Thank you, Mayor. Before we vote on this, maybe we should just ask Matt
whether he wants.
Would you like, you know, a minute to just say whether or not this is even in the scope of possibility for you right now?
I'm here to represent our board, but I don't speak for the board right now. This is obviously lots of conversations and things we'd have to investigate. All I can say at this point is we got into this, and originally the lease presented to us, there might be some correction, was an initial three-year lease with two or three one-year renewals on that. At that time, we believed that the city council had made an investment in the Babcock Theater. This is city property. It matters for our community. And we believe that we were there to partner with the city to say we want to be a part of this work that city council at that time had said they want to be a part of. So I know that you know, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars that's been out there. I have some individuals on my board that are like, where's that money we were promised? We're not having that conversation today, obviously. All I can speak for is that we are in this because of the city partnership. If that were to go away and it were to be fully on our shoulders, obviously there's a lot of questions we need to ask, and I'm not at a place to answer those right now.
That dude can answer our question, though, Kenny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that helpful?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. We'll proceed to a vote. I'll just comment. I'm happy either way. I guess I'll vote for it because I only understand it'd be to start the conversation. I also agree this is probably premature, but at least we'll start the conversation. My anticipation is that if we did offer it, it would be for $0, or maybe a buck. But you got to have a buck.
Best landlord ever.
You got to have some skin in the game, as they say. So not a way to get rich quick, put it that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking
so it escalated quickly.
Yeah, it did.
It escalated quickly.
Will you guys fix your building?
Do you just want it?
I know.
What if your landlord did that?
I know. You want this for a dollar? What? Yeah. What?
Furnace went out. Can you
do you have us own this anymore? So yeah, that escalated very quickly.
Yeah.
And
Matt can remain composed.
Sure. And the clarification of the motion was like,
oh boy.
It was, I don't know, like a hazy IPA of a clarification of a motion that I've ever heard.
Chunky soup.
Sure was. You know, putting aside, you know, going up for whatever sort of proposal, you know, that the art house is under, you know, a lease with the city.
Yeah.
And you're like, we want to make an offer to art house. It seems like you're kind of playing your hand before it's, you know, kind of dealt.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Oh, shit.
It could have been, you know, handled a bit different, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we're curious about why the city should own this. Can we explore possibilities contrary to what we've been doing here?
Other because, possibilities.
Yeah. I think it's definitely a Billings landmark that needs to still be there.
Yeah. That's the reason the Billings owns it.
Sure.
Because it probably doesn't pencil out to just be a fucking
new
theater.
Yeah.
But it's a landmark, and it's good for all the other businesses down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
But yeah, it just snowballed real quick.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, we're talking about marquees, fixing that up, maybe the roof. And it was like, well, what if we don't want this anymore?
God, I mean.
Because that's how we got here in the first place, isn't it?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Basically.
So you're just going to bail on this now? And then as the city, as being the almost like owner of the place, instead of fixing it up and, you know, putting it on the market, get the, you know, the best value and most bang for your buck, I guess, or most, the most skin in the game, if you will.
Skin out of the game, yeah.
You would rather just cut tail and just run.
Yeah.
Or tuck tail and run.
Tuck tail, cut bait.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, that's interesting. That is a very City of Billings thing to do, isn't it?
It really is.
Give away for $1 something.
It's like, oh, this rundown building in downtown, it was horrible. We're like, all right, we should probably go in there and fix it up. I'm bored now. You want it?
Yeah. Or put $300,000 into it and sell it for $2.5 million or something.
Nah, that would never happen. I mean, so that's exciting. Downtown at Babcock.
I wish we had video of Matt's face. What? Anyway.
Yeah. We'll keep with the theme of downtown. Keep it flowing.
Yep.
You're a fan of the new parade route, aren't you?
Oh, enormous. Absolutely. Love it.
You know who's not a fan of the parade route?
Who's that?
A person. Yeah, I'll just let him talk for himself.
Yeah, and so this is where I wear two hats. So I'm on the board of Chase Hawks and help on the fundraising component. There are folks that are way better at the blocking and tackling, Sylvia being one of them that's done it for 20 years, longer than I've been living on my own, almost, that do a great job with this event. But Chase Hawks hit some bumps in the road. Some of those we own. Some of those I think came from the city in the way that was handled with downtown, with the DBA and with the city in trying to figure out how to use the historic parade route.
Shots fired.
Our concern was that nobody really truly understood the actual economic impact that organization had and that event had, you know, outside of the philanthropic arm and the giving and support of our community, but just the economic impact that we had on downtown. And it didn't feel like the organization was treated in a way that acknowledged the importance. Mm-hmm. And we worked through those things. There were some bumps along the way that we got to a place in which we got it off successfully. But what I think the organization does not want is to have to fight this fight every year or every other year, whether we can use the historic parade route or whether we can't. And
you can't.
It seems like this conversation crops up periodically. And all of a sudden last year, we just weren't allowed to use the historic parade route because there's a new parade route, and you just got to do that without a true understanding of why and how that actually fit and worked logistically with Burn the Point. And that, I think, is where the frustration came. That's what prompted the organizations, along with Visit Billings, to invest in doing an economic impact analysis to show the actual true impact that this organization with these two events has on downtown and has on the city. So, you know, I think our goal from Chase Hawks is to not have to feel like we're fighting that fight to provide the event for our community that we've provided for 20-some years. And the hope that we can continue to build on that and do better. Rusty has been great to work with, and Rusty has done a tremendous job in helping us logistically try to work through some of those hurdles to make sure that we're minimizing any interruptions with the Met. We pulled in literally the National Guard to help volunteer with traffic control and things border, like that to put this on. And we're committed to continuing to do that. But I think it's important for us to acknowledge everybody's role in kind of how things played out last year and the fact that we both have interest, the city and the organization, to continue to provide this opportunity for our community and do what it takes to continue to make it a great event. So that's why it's here. It was on my request. We wanted to put this stuff out so that everybody understood truly why we fight so hard to do Burn the Point and to provide these opportunities for our community.
So I figured if anybody would know, it'd be you. But it's telling when someone says we commissioned a study to actually determine the economic impact of downtown or on downtown because of this event. It strikes me as just kind of a dick move, I guess you would say. It's like, this is all the money we produce. Give us what we want, when we want it, whenever we want, yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Fuck off, basically.
Well,
if anybody would know, Stout, probably on the other side of the table with the historical parade route.
Yeah.
What the whole kerfuffle was kind of about.
Well, the reason they wanted the parade route to change was because it closes 27th Street for a couple hours on end.
Which is a state highway.
Yeah, which is a state highway. Also, basically the only way from, you know, south of Minnesota to get to the hospitals during that
parade. Is that railroad crossing?
Yeah, yeah, that the ambulance doesn't fit under.
Sure.
Or all the way down there. You know, it's – I get it. Also, the buses run till 8 p.m., and the staging area is basically completely surrounding the bus transfer station, which is very problematic. Mm-hmm. I agree with Scott in that Rusty is awesome and pretty chill dude who's willing to just fucking kind of do whatever he needs to make it work for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Scott didn't just blame absolutely everything on the DBA like he has been in the past, even though it was the city who said we have to change our parade route.
Sure.
Because the DBA doesn't want to fucking use that the new parade route either, but we just do anyway,
because
we're grown-ups.
Sure.
We
make concessions.
Yeah.
And talk like we want to, you know, be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Scott probably also just doesn't understand the fucking literally hundreds of hours I've put into putting on the fucking Burn the Point parade, because...
Well, he called in the National Guard.
So. Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Nice.
That's... I guess that's better than them just standing around in Texas. What, eight of them? Is that how many Gian Forte sent to Texas?
No, I mean...
Something like that.
It's better than none, Stout.
Eight or nine Montana National Guard just standing around down there?
Hey.
You're welcome. Anyway.
Doing some intake.
Yeah. No shit. Probably just cleaning. That's... They don't think it'd work for them. Fucking whatever. I don't really give a shit. Use the old route. Be whiny. They're very convinced that there's...
Oh, God. That's the wrong one. Keep going. Sorry.
They're very convinced that theirs is the biggest event downtown of all time in the history of the universe.
Well, I'm not doubting that it's got some sort of economic impact for downtown.
Well, the bars make a killing.
I'm sure they do.
The stores.
Because everybody drives down there and then drives home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that going on, too.
Mm-hmm.
The stores don't really like it because nobody can get into the stores.
Sure.
The offices don't really like it because they start closing shit down at, you know, 2 or 3 in the afternoon on Friday. It's before Labor Day. It's fine. A lot of people like it. Most of the guys in the parade behave themselves. A lot of them, I guess, don't and fucking do burnouts. And so far, nobody's been killed.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Sure.
But I worked my ass off because when I started down there, long ass time ago.
This would have been 1983.
Yeah, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was 38 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 83.
Nice.
They didn't know how to close the streets. They never reopened the streets after the parade. They didn't pick up a tiny bit of trash. Well. They absolutely destroyed downtown. There were busted ass folding chairs. I mean, one year I picked up at least 15. Folding chairs that were just left there.
Well, you know as well as I do, there was at least 3 tables, ladders, and chairs matches downtown that point.
Absolutely.
So,
bet your ass.
There's bound to be 1 or 2 folding chairs that would just be folded in half because that's the way of the rodeo, man.
And bashed over people's backs.
Right.
Anywho. So, yeah, I worked my ass off.
It's evolved to a better... situation, and it seems like it feels like a grasp for control.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it is 100%.
It's like, we know better.
Yeah.
Why don't you just let us do what we want to do?
We've always done it this way. This is the best. We're the best.
Yeah. The guy that just talks about process, when the process works and the process goes through its natural progression to its logical conclusion, the process doesn't work for him.
Nope, absolutely not.
Exactly. I mean,
yeah, it's pretty frustrating. But also, I have resigned myself to the fact that they're just always going to use the old route, and whatever. We'll just fucking try to make it work.
Sure.
And I'll work my ass off, and, you know, I put in a solid week of work every year for that, starting several weeks ahead, you know, a day here and a day there. So, and then all day that day, I just, that's all I work for, and they don't pay me shit.
I guess the better question is, why do you disrespect the Chase Hawks so much?
It's mostly my intense hatred of children.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
Yeah. I just hate them so much.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Pretty rough.
Gotcha.
That was sarcasm, by the way.
No, it was genuine, genuine thoughts.
Yep. Clip it, put it on YouTube.
You want to talk about a council retreat?
Oh, please, can we?
Oh, my God. Can we ever? So if you found yourself on March 15th, 2024, from noon to 6:30, not having anything to do, I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, no one would have anything to do in between those hours.
No.
The city council got together.
Especially during the Celtic Fair and St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Checks out.
Which was going on at the time. Anyway, yes.
So there was a, I don't know why I wanted to call it a strategic retreat, but.
Okay.
It's sticking in my head that would be one of the better band names. If you're looking to start a band, Strategic Retreat would be a good one.
I like it.
And I would stay away from shoegaze, and it'd be probably mostly Gwar covers is what I would do if you were in Strategic Retreat.
Well, Gwar songs are really good, so I think covering them is a great idea.
They really are. So the city came up with a couple. Let's see, 8 objectives.
Ooh.
During this meeting.
Where's public safety?
Well, there's 2 sessions, Stout.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So so on the 15th, so, all right, 15th and then 16th. Yep, the 15th and then the 16th in the grand old city of Billings, Montana, which is a Friday and a Saturday, wasn't it?
That was a Saturday and a Sunday.
Yeah, so you have the 6 Wait. To...
No, yeah, yeah.
The noon to 6:31, and then it bled over into Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's not usual to have a dog bark down here.
No.
Usually means the cop dog's out, getting some people.
Let's go see.
Anywho, many objectives. 8 objectives. Expand the capacity and improve the resiliency of the water system, which has happened here in the town. If you've been watching the news, the new groundbreaking for the West End water treatment happened, I want to say, a few weeks ago.
Camacho Lakes. Yep.
Out there. So that's happening. That process is ongoing.
Excellent.
Objective number 2, increase the number of airport passengers using Billings by 15% by the end of CY 2025.
Calendar year?
Yep.
15%. I mean, that's probably pretty ambitious. It just seems like.
Sure.
15.
Yeah. 15%. I mean, there's was just the big expansion up there at the airport. I think it's a achievable goal.
Yeah.
One would hope.
Sure. It's probably a reasonable goal. It just sounds silly.
Sure. Increase Billings air cargo nationwide position by 2 places.
Okay.
To 61.
Oh, all right.
A lot of cargo comes through Billings. It's one of the main drivers there at the airport is FedEx and UPS.
Pay attention to the skies all the time.
And as a middle-aged, you know, millennial, of course I do. I've got flight radar out 24 hours a day. When I see a plane in the sky, I'm like,
What's that one doing? I mean, that's fair too.
That's pretty much what I do.
Yeah.
So, okay. You know, you got FedEx, UPS taking off in the morning, coming here in the night. So there's a lot of freight.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on.
That makes sense. And Amazon's
Amazon's building a warehouse down there on the airport or on the interstate, right next to the other giant warehouse.
What the hell is that?
It's just wide open space.
Wow. Okay. Well,
there's a couple tenants in it, but they're banking on it being kind of a fulfillment mecca, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Is the best way I can describe it.
Wonder if they could have built it any further from the airport.
I know. And the infrastructure's not necessarily
great between great there and there.
It's just a 2-lane road.
Yeah.
So no. that could be a little interesting, but build it and they will come. If Field of Dreams has taught me anything, you build it and they'll come. Objective 4, optimize the efficiency of the transportation system to strengthen the economy and livability of neighborhoods and business districts.
Okay.
So, I don't know what that means.
That's exciting.
It's a statement.
Cool. Yeah.
Are we talking mass transit? Are we talking, like a monorail from the west end into the downtown area?
Yep.
Or are we just talking adding lanes to Rimrock Road so that more people can drive it for 30 minutes?
Maybe somebody hung onto that tram idea that dude brought up. Oh,
it was so sweet.
It was awesome.
Mr. Baber.
Yeah.
I remember him.
Absolutely.
Just the gondola from the airport to downtown.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe they're doing her.
I would hope so.
Me too.
Jeez.
Money well spent.
It would be.
Fuck you, Babcock.
I would take a gondola.
You're building the gondola.
Get up at 3 in the morning to go catch a, 5 a.m. flight because it's Billings.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
The only time
just you can on a fly gondola, out. Just freezing, just with your luggage going up to the airport.
Your fucking carry on.
I'm into it. Mm-hmm. Maximize the capacity of our wastewater treatment plant.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a
goal. Build and upgrade an effective stormwater system. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the last metered or unmetered utilities in the city of Billings is the stormwater system.
Yeah, and how would you meter
necessarily
it?
Well, you're being charged for it, but it's on you if you're on your assessment if you're a property owner. But it's kind of a big expense. And it's about to become a talking point here in the next couple meetings, I believe.
Yeah.
Objective 7, analyze and determine land use and infrastructure policies to serve the Skyway Drive and Billings Bypass.
Oh.
Mary Lane and Vimal.
Yep.
And then complete new City Hall and sell current City Hall by November 2024.
Okay. Pretty well in the works.
Mm-hmm. And there's many. I mean, I like that they've listed all this stuff out. But I have not been able to keep up with that.
There's probably not a lot of progress in those anyway.
City Hall is coming right along. Yeah. They're getting close. I believe some departments are going to start moving in August, if not sooner.
Okay.
So police is over there. Community development, I believe, is moving over there as well.
Cool.
So the what are they calling it? Did they pick a name? Just going on City Hall. Is this like Batten Federal Courthouse still?
Well, the new one's Batten still. Mm-hmm. Like they just took the name over there.
Double Batten?
Yeah. Double Batten. Half Batten.
Half Batten.
Half Batten City Hall.
I like it.
Ooh, whatever.
I'm into it. I'll throw out Camacho Hall. Just to stay
absolutely.
On the Brondo Hall.
Yep. Brondo Maybe. Hall. There
Brondo
it is.
Hall is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Starbucks Not Hall. Sure Hall. what else is in there?
God. Yeah, well, that's all right. I mean, City Hall, the current City Hall is pretty much sold.
It is, which segues nicely into the Bill Honecker discussion of he came to City Council for a buy-sell on that building.
Yeah.
It was at 2-point-something million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Talks of building a new hotel,
mm-hmm.
one of the first ones in many, many years in the heart of downtown Billings, where the Burger Dive resides with that weird little parking lot that if you've ever gone down 27th and there's someone turning right into that parking lot, you sort of choke the steering wheel.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's not very accessible.
Two weird little parking lots there.
So that corner turning into a Hilton or a,
one of those.
Yeah, Holiday Inn Express. Who knows?
Hope so. Mm-hmm. I guess there's Home 2 is new.
Home 2 was north of that. I think they're just out of the district,
yeah.
I think so. Whole thing about that one. So technically not in the district. So there's going to be the development of that hotel in that area. And then they bought the City Hall and they're sort of spitballing what exactly that ends up being.
Yeah.
It is an interesting building because it just has the parking garage attached to it.
Which is the main reason they want it.
Yeah.
Because the hotel needs a parking garage.
Yep. So that's exciting.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's probably an okay deal. Be a little economic driver, maybe.
Right.
Whatever. Honaker knows what he's doing. He's a pretty decent businessman.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's partnered with some other developer out of Bozeman.
Yeah.
He's got a name. He's a person. He breathes oxygen. Has fingernails. Likes getting haircuts. Likes long walks on the beach. Yeah. And hates sunsets.
Oh.
I'm just making assumptions.
Yeah. Sounds like a dude I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Doesn't wear shoes. Likes Crocs.
Really?
Yep.
Is it Jeff from that NoFX song, Jeff Wears Birkenstocks?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Except, instead of Birkenstocks, it's Crocs.
Yeah.
Nowadays. He made a point. He threw his foot up on the dais and said, "Hey, I wear Crocs." And then pointed at each individual council member as he went around.
Ah, that's a power move.
It was. And all council members took note of the aggressive stance of the man in the Crocs.
And Roy Neese made a motion.
He did. And it took 20 minutes.
Nobody knows what the hell he's saying.
So,
yeah.
Ultimately, at the end, he put his Crocs into sport mode and
got the fuck out of there.
Got the fuck out of there. Indeed. Yep. None of that happened. Fucking so if you're listening to this right now and thinking that did happen, it did not happen.
And if you're from Bozeman, fuck you.
Yeah, assats.
Should we check into city council, see what they're doing right now?
Oh, yeah, I'll get it. Oh, are you? I'm connected to Bluetooth here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
All right.
We are recording on Monday. So you'll have, that's not the one.
Whatever that
still
is.
Still going.
Sounds awesome though.
Particular code sections. And that being one, the fact that there is notice to be sent out first, they just don't simply, you know, hey, here we are. Now here's your site and so forth. See in court. No, there's an opportunity for them to fix it. In fact, some of them get two.
Is this person real?
That doesn't end there. Sounds if like in fact Matthew they don't fix it.
Yeah,
then it's very slick looking. The court rules in code's favor. The court gives 30 days for them to fix it themselves. So there's quite a lot of protection, for, at least from my perspective anyway, on this already.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of Councilmember Owen, your suggested language.
Buy a car from him.
I'm by no means saying that what we have submitted is infallible or not subject to be looked at or considered differently. And I would say, too, that we went through multiple drafts of this thing. I bring that up only because
that guy's a smooth fucking talker.
Made some changes.
Yeah.
Seemed to us to be good.
Don't know who he is. But hey, there's your live look in at Billings City
Council. He's like the Southern Chicken lawyer from.
Can I finish?
What fucking? What TV show is that where the chicken, the giant chicken, is a lawyer? I'm just a simple chicken.
Is that Family Guy?
Yeah, maybe? I think maybe it is. That's fucking anyway.
So that's happening at Billings City Council right now. What else?
There was an eclipse today.
There was an eclipse today.
This video has gone all over the world.
All right. So there's the sun. All right. Those aren't.
That's not the moon.
That's not the moon.
Anyway.
That's not a moon. That's a.
That's no moon.
That's a space station.
That's the Death Star. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, what else? What has else been going on in the city? It's kind of all over the place this episode, but
yeah.
I mean, this is how my brain's working right now. We can talk about the COC. COC went to city council, and I've been noticing with city council their obsession with data.
The continuum of care.
The continuum of care.
For those who give a shit.
And the council's recent obsession with collecting enough data to justify doing what any program that they want to do. The council is very gung-ho about adding on to the jail, which has kind of been the status quo for the last fucking 50 years.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, hey, crime's bad in that town.
Better build a bigger pen. For more criminals. It's not addressing the amount of hoops that causes. Yeah.
The amount of hoops that they have to jump through is growing longer by the day.
Well, and the county is recalcitrant. To say the very, very least.
Recalcitrant.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You know I'm a carpenter. That took 3 years off my life. When
so was Jesus.
But yeah, the COC definitely has to jump through a few too many hoops in
yeah.
my opinion, but they're still making progress. So if you've been following anything that's going out in the Heights with the, well, depending on where you get your information, whether it be from Twitter or Facebook,
yeah,
if there's just a, you know, a giant influx of migrants moving into a man camp out in the Heights, that's what you believe. It's not the truth.
No.
At all.
No.
It's Homefront building some housing, some transitional, you know, wraparound services, all the fancy words for people who are struggling.
Yeah. It's a pretty interesting idea.
Yeah. So I think they partner with High Plains to reaper some man camps from the Bakken oil field.
Yeah.
To make some houses for some people out there. And they're working on it.
Yep. I think that's a cool deal.
Yeah. But they definitely set a high bar for them to
get anything done.
To get anything done.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pretty frustrating.
Yep.
Yeah. It's one of those. It's just kind of another example of council members not trusting that people know what they're fucking doing.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's ever trusted any poor person with any money.
Nope.
And that's been kind of the onus for the many different years for, if you want to call them entitlements.
Yeah.
I mean, just the amount of hoops that people have to jump through just to get like the basic necessities.
A little bit of help.
Yeah.
I'm not the chair of the Citizens Police Advisory Board anymore.
My God, what happened?
I termed out.
Okay.
2 1-year terms.
Okay.
I did them both.
Nice.
All done.
Now you're back on to the Burden the Point chair person.
Guess so.
Head point. Yeah. Nice.
That'll be me.
Nice.
Come out pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear they bring a lot of money to town.
They're the only thing that's ever brought any money to town.
God, checks out.
You didn't know that.
I mean.
Yep. Billings would be out of business if it weren't for Burn the Point.
Checks out. We'd be insolvent. Mm-hmm. Might as well just burn the whole thing down. Mm-hmm. Move back to Colson.
Goddamn right.